The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
What does it mean to believe?
Are there other equivalents, such as confessing or calling or repenting? What is the meaning of belief in John's Gospel? There's a great discussion ahead for you today here on Grace in Focus. We hope you'll stay tuned to this ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Learn more about the Grace Evangelical Society at our website, faithalone.org. We have a free online seminary called GES Seminary, where you can earn an MDiv degree. Find out how to apply and be accepted at faithalone.org or gesseminary.org, and then get ready for spring registration coming soon. That's faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Mike Lee.
We have a question here from DB. It's actually kind of interesting. He asks, how can I go back to the place of unbelief so that I can believe and receive him?
Okay, wait a minute. That does not make sense to me. Do you have any background to that question?
Yeah, I think the background will really help. So he says, about 7 years ago, I was told to recite the sinner's prayer, invite Jesus into my heart, call upon the name of the Lord, and then he even said to God, please accept me into your kingdom. And he also begged God not to send him to hell. So after going through all that, he says, you know, help me get to a place of unbelief so I can believe and receive him.
Okay. So basically, who was it? Was it Hillary Clinton that went over to Russia and pressed the reset button?
I don't remember. Maybe I wasn't paying attention all to right. News in those days.
Well, didn't they have some sort of button with a red button from one of the stores, and it said something like...
I think it said easy, and you pressed
easy.
That was easy. That was easy.
Yeah,
I think I actually had one. Maybe
you
I can
did?
Find it somewhere for you. Bring
okay.
it to the office.
Bring it here, and we'll do it.
And we'll make everything easy here at the office.
That would be very nice. But what DB wants is a reset or an easy.
Yeah.
What I would suggest is this. You don't need to unbelieve so that you can believe. What you need to do is believe.
Yeah, it's interesting. He never once said he believed in
right.
Jesus for everlasting life. I'm not sure he understands what believe is.
No, I don't think he does.
Yeah.
So let's go through this real quick, DB. First of all, we're not born again by praying a sinner's prayer. There's no verse in the Bible. Jesus never said, pray after me and you will have eternal life. Never said that. Secondly, there's no place in which we invite Jesus into our heart in order to be born again. That is a false gospel. That's a false message. There's no verse that says that. It is true that John 1:12 says, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. But then it clarifies, even to those who believe in his name. To receive him is to believe in his name, and that results in verse 13 of John 1, being born of God. And so there's no inviting Jesus into our heart to be born again. There's no calling on his name in order to be born again. That's a misunderstanding of Romans 10, 9 and 10, which we have done podcasts on that before, and we have articles at faithalone.org you can check out on that. Also, he was baptized. There's nothing that says that baptism is a condition of everlasting life. He also prayed and said, God, please accept me into your kingdom. Well, that has nothing to do with being born again. And he also said, please don't send me to hell. Those are fine things to pray. But really, what DB should be praying is, Lord, please show me what I must do to be saved, in order to have everlasting life, to escape eternal condemnation. So what I would suggest, DB, is go to the Gospel of John and start reading it. I suggest a chapter a day, but you could do a less, 10 verses a day, whatever it is. And each time as you begin to read the Gospel of John, pray, Lord, show me, what do I need to do to know for sure that I have everlasting life that can never be lost? Show me. How can I be sure that I'm saved forever? And if you prayerfully read John's Gospel, which is written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name, John 20:31. If you do that, then ultimately you're going to come to faith. DB, in a sense, does need a reset. What he needs to do is get away from all this false teaching he's heard over the last 7 years and get back to what Jesus said. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but has everlasting life. It's simply a matter of believing in him for what he promises, which is you'll never perish, you have everlasting life.
Yeah.
And so get away from all this false teaching you've heard. You see, there's a whole lot of people who have all these evangelistic appeals. Yeah. One of the funniest ones is when they stick their hand out and say, take my hand and you'll be born again. There's no promise that if you shake the evangelist's hand, you have eternal life.
Yeah, Jesus never did that, definitely.
Never did any of this.
So it looks like DB, he's kind of partly way there. He knows he needs to believe, but he seems to be confusing belief with all these things like the sinner's prayer, calling on the name of the Lord, inviting Jesus to the heart. What would you tell DB when he sees believe in the Gospel of John? What does believe mean?
Zane Hodges has a chapter in one of his books called Faith is Just That, Faith. And I have a chapter in the 10 Most Misunderstood Words on Faith, and I argue the same thing. My book, Confident in Christ, I have a chapter on faith. I argue the same thing. That in the Bible, to believe or to have faith is always to be persuaded that something is true. So, for example, if I believe that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, what do I mean by that? Means I'm persuaded or convinced he was born in Bethlehem, right?
Right.
If I believe he rose from the dead, I'm persuaded or convinced he rose from the dead. If I'm convinced that he died on the cross for my sins, I'm convinced or persuaded or believe that he did that. If I believe 2 + 2 = 4, I'm persuaded or convinced that 2 + 2 = 4.
We will rejoin in just a moment. But years ago, Zane Hodges wrote The Gospel Under Siege. Sadly, this is still true, and GES President Bob Wilkin has recently written its sequel. Bob's new book, The Gospel is Still Under Siege, is a book about theological clarity on the biblical teaching about eternal salvation. It is available now. Secure yours today at the Grace Evangelical Society's bookstore. Find it at faithalone.org/store. That's faithalone.org/store. Now back to today's content.
There is no special meaning for faith when we say John 3:16, whoever believes in him will not perish but has everlasting life. It's being persuaded that he guarantees everlasting life to all who believe in him. A good verse for this is John 4:10. It says, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Notice Jesus says two things. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that says to you, give me a drink. Well, he went on to explain the gift of God is everlasting life, John 4:14. And the one who speaks to you in John 4:25 and 26 is the Messiah. So if you believe that Jesus is the Messiah who guarantees the gift of God, then you have it. And so it's real simple. Jesus guarantees everlasting life to all who believe in him for that life. And it's impossible to believe in Jesus for everlasting life and not believe that I have that life. Because if I'm convinced that he's trustworthy when he says he who believes in me has everlasting life, John 6:47. Well, then I know I have everlasting life. So, DB, get away from all this malarkey. Yeah. Is it okay to talk about malarkey?
Yeah, I don't think that's a banned word on the radio here.
Okay.
You can't find that in the Gospel of John. It just tells you to believe. And, DB, don't read into the word believe all these false definitions that you've been led astray with. Look at the Gospel of John. See if the Gospel of John uses believe the way you ordinarily do believe today is a sunny day.
Right. And by the way, Mike, part of the reason for all this in DB is because a lot of people say that's easy believism. They call it cheap grace or easy believism. Yeah. And they say that's too easy. Yeah. Therefore, they say believe can't really mean what it means.
Yeah.
It's got to mean something else.
Yeah.
A lot of these preachers, oftentimes we call them lordship salvation preachers, they will say, believe means believe everywhere in the Bible, except when it's talking about everlasting life or salvation. Then it takes on a special meaning. So when you have someone believing, for example, that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, that's just regular old belief.
Mm-hmm.
Or believing that he died on the cross, believing he rose from the dead, that's just regular old belief. But believing in him for salvation, like John 3:16, whoever believes in him will not perish. Now that is turning from your sins, commitment, it's surrender, it's following him. They
right.
throw in all these things
yeah.
and they come up with some new definition of faith. One of the passages you should read is John 11:25-27. This is the famous passage where Jesus is talking to Martha after her brother Lazarus has died. Jesus has come here to raise him from the dead, but she doesn't know this yet. And he says, I am the resurrection and the life. This is one of the famous I am statements. There's seven of them in John. The resurrection and the life. And then he explains as the resurrection. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. This is the promise that the believer is going to be glorified. He's going to raise them so that he will be in the kingdom. It's a statement of eternal security, bodily eternal security. And then he says, and he who lives and believes in me shall never die. So he's explaining that the one who believes in him has everlasting life, will never die spiritually. And then he uses the word believe a third time. Do you believe this? And now a fourth time, this is where Martha says, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. Well, he didn't ask her if she believed that.
Mm-hmm.
He asked her if she believed in the promise of life that could never be lost, of the security of the believer. And she says yes and explains why. Because I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God. She knows that the Christ guarantees salvation that cannot be lost to all who believe in him. So I would encourage you to look at John 11:25-27 and notice Jesus asked the question, do you believe this? You can't argue that he's saying, are you really committed to me?
Mm-hmm.
Have you turned from your sins? Are you following me? He's not asking her about her prayer life. He's asking her, are you convinced that what I just said is true?
Yeah, he's not asking her to recite a prayer for this or walk down the aisle for
this. None of that.
He's asking her, do you believe this?
Are you persuaded this is true? Most commentators point out that in John's gospel, to believe in, pistuo eis in Greek, is the same as to believe that, pistuo hati in Greek. Jesus uses believe in twice, and Martha uses pistuo hati. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ. So simply by faith in Jesus, you're secure forever. That's the reset you need. You don't need to unbelieve first. You need to believe first.
Right. And keep grace
in focus.
We would love to know where you are when you are listening to us. Please take a short minute to send us the call letters of this station and the city where you are listening, and how many times a week you listen. Thank you. You will be helping us with our stewardship. Send it to radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. We are so thankful for our financial partners who keep us on the air. Every gift is tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can give, go to faithalone.org. On our website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other Free Grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our next episode, what is fellowship forgiveness? Please join us. And until then, have a great weekend. Let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.